Amen. Thank God for His amazing grace to each one of us. And we stand in awe of Him, number 43. And why don't we stand as we sing this one? How can we not, when that's what the words say? I stand in awe. Seated. Thank you.
Yeah. I think that's my favorite.
I love it.
I love
Good morning. I think I faintly heard the bell out there. All right. Welcome to our worship service today. A beautiful morning again on the 17th of January. We are truly blessed to be here. And I'll go over some announcements before we continue on with our worship service this morning. First of all, we have a special couple here today with us from the Alpha Center in Sioux Falls, Gary and Amy. It's Scop, right? Scop, yep. They live in Beersford now, but let's see if I got this right. Amy was from Orange City. No. Canton. How'd I get that? Well, Gary's from Sioux Center. Okay. So welcome. And she works for the Alpha Center and will be sharing with us during the sermon time about the ministry and work that they do. Today is the Sanctity of Human Life Sunday, and we need to acknowledge that and recognize it as we do. So there's a regular offering box in back for the regular church offering. On the my left, You're right. There is an offering plate, and that is the special offering for the Alpha Center. So if you're given by check to the Alpha Center, if you haven't written it out already differently, just make it to the church here, and then we send one check to the Alpha Center. So, okay, we're excited to hear from Amy this morning. Thanks for coming down. Let's see, next Sunday, the 24th, is our annual meeting of the congregation. If you notice, it's at 12:45. We moved it up 15 minutes, so just be aware of that. We are having a dinner following the worship service. The women of the church are hosting it this year. I have heard there are hot turkey sandwiches, correct? So we'll look forward to that. There was maybe one or two spots left on a list out there of ladies to help, I think, at least it is of this morning. So if you want to help with the dinner, please check that sheet of paper out. I'll read the nominations to the consistory. There are three. Ken Stepanek has been nominated as elder first term, and that will be to fill the term that Fred Schultz is finishing up. Shirley Mettler, nominated also for elder first term, to fill the position that Donna Sattler has finished up. And Donna also has served as co-treasurer. And then Tyler Miller to serve as deacon, and that is in the position that Robert Heckenleibel is finishing up. So those three, also in addition, you might notice there, we have a new Sunday school superintendent and assistant superintendent coming on this year, and those are voted on at the annual meeting. So Mark Guthmiller, superintendent, Lee Heckenleibel, assistant superintendent. As it says there, the voting membership can bring nominations from the floor. A couple other things. This evening, we have contemporary service. We're starting that at 6:30 instead of 7. No school tomorrow, right? So the kids can sleep in. Okay. Right, Trent? The teachers are probably doing that too. Anyway, Jared Bush will be sharing. Jared and Devin, their family, God is calling them over to Southeast Asia to do medical missions over there. And they have those three little boys. What a giant step of faith. So they're going to be sharing this evening. Well, Jared will be sharing this evening at our service about how God has called them into that. So hope you can all come. Well, it'll be a great time. We'll have some contemporary worship and then him sharing, and there will be an opportunity if you would like to give as well towards their ministry. Ladies, women of the church, you have your annual business meeting today right after church, probably in the high school Sunday school room, I'm guessing, down there. So hopefully we can have a good number of you that are able to stay and be a part of that. The women do a lot of work throughout the year, and we're very thankful for all that you do. Meals on Wheels, make sure you look at the calendar for February. There are some empty slots out there yet, so please help. Two other things, and then I'll be done. The church phone directory. Now, you don't have too much notice, but we've been working on updating this and having it ready for next Sunday for those that would want one. So if you look in your own old phone directory and there's an error somehow in your name, birth date, phone number, then you got to let myself or, well, probably Jennifer Herbold know as soon as possible, right? And lastly, for the men, this men's masculine mandate that the Scotland Community Church is hosting, it's every other Saturday. So this coming Saturday morning, that will be at 8 o'clock. There were two men from here that went last time. So if you think you want to join them, let me know so we can get them a count for breakfast, if you want breakfast, okay? The rest of the announcements, please read as you have time. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Heavenly Father, it is, as always, with joy and excitement that we come into this sanctuary as brothers and sisters in Christ, to worship you in spirit and in truth, to come before your throne. You tell us we can come with confidence through the blood of Jesus Christ to obtain mercy, to find grace to help in times of need. And so we do come, Lord. for that, as there are always needs. But more than that, we come to worship and exalt you as we have just sung together. We stand in awe of you and your majesty, for truly, Lord, you are beautiful beyond description, too marvelous for words, too wonderful for comprehension, like nothing we've ever seen or heard. And we are here to give our highest praise unto you. For Father, this is your world. We know that you are sovereign over all, in spite of things going on all around us. Our God reigns, and you do. And so we sing in Jesus' name, amen. Let's stand together, please. The opening hymn, number 143, This Is My Father's World.
This is my Father's world, and to my listening ears, all nature sings and round me rings the music of the spheres. This is my Father's world. I rest me in the thought of rocks and trees, of skies and seas, his hand of wonders wrought. This is my Father's world. The birds their carols praise, the morning light, the lily white, declare their Maker's praise. This is my Father's world. It shines in all that's there, in the rust. I hear him pass, he speaks to me everywhere. This is my Father's word. Oh, let me therefore forget that though the wrong seems oft so strong, God is the ruler yet. This is my Father's word. The battle is not done. Jesus, who died, shall be satisfied and earth and heaven be one.
Amen. I love that hymn, that last verse. God rules, he rules and reigns. Amen. Take a moment, greet those around you however you want to do that before you are seated. All right, and we'll have our sharing of joys and concerns here this morning. So some things that I have written down. One thing that I was told before church was that Mike Walter has a birthday today. Is that true? 70. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. All right, and then some other things here. Updates. An update on Logan Clout. He did have the surgery on the tumor in his brain on Wednesday up at Mayo Clinic. They believe it went well. They don't have a pathology report yet. That's supposed to come tomorrow. So we'll wait and see. But as far he's in very intense therapy now. They moved him over. There's another rehab hospital that's connected with Mayo Clinic, and that's where he's at. He's walking. Talking. Apparently the left hand that's not exactly where they hope it to be yet, but he's coming along. So Larry had texted me last night and said today he had to walk and say the alphabet backwards. Larry said, I don't even think I could do that. I thought, I don't know that I could do that. When I was getting my breakfast this morning, I thought, I'm going to try to do that. I had to go like say four letters and then say them backwards and then the next three forward and say them backwards. I know, cheater, my wife says. Well, we'll try it at dinner today. No. So continued prayers. Sounds like they'll be up there all this week and see how things go. Thank you for all of your prayers, by the way. I know they appreciate it. Lonnie Cook, which probably some of your classmates, you know, knew her as Lonnie Bender. So Dolores Bender's daughter, David Bender's sister, her husband Mike, who we have prayed for a lot of years in his cancer battle. He did pass away this last week, Wednesday morning. So they live in Brookings. Keep them in your prayers. Also, I want to mention, I had an email this week from Julie Auk about their youngest. Corbin is your youngest, right? Yeah, and he is in the United States Army and is in training. He's in Army Intelligence. I hope it was okay I put that in that part. So be praying for Corbin, as well as all of our troops that we always pray for. Someone had asked me on that note about Derek Fisher, and it's who that is in our bulletin, because we know we have a Derek Fisher in Menno. So just to revisit that, and he's over in Africa, I'm pretty sure, with the guard. So that would be Willard and Darlene's, if you go down to their daughter Kim and Kim's daughter Jenna, that's Jenna's husband is who that is, all right? Okay, anything else over here that anybody has? Let's see, is that Valerie? Savannah Walinga had a birthday yesterday. How old are you, Savannah? Nine, happy birthday, okay. Okay, all right, Lee. Prayers for, yes, absolutely. Prayers for the nation this week and that the inauguration goes smoothly and all, yeah. Melanie? Eliana Bent, her seventh birthday was yesterday, okay. Oh, Ashlyn. She does. Krista Derby's 40th birthday is tomorrow. She's shaking her head no, so I think no, don't say it, or your happy birthday, Krista, one of our nurses down in Yankton. Ken Stepanik. Oh, who is? Oh, Lonnie, sorry. Okay, Kathy Stepanik turns 60 on Wednesday. I think that's Wednesday the 20th. Happy birthday, Kathy. Was there someone else back there? Jamie? I know. Yeah, Sean Kazurik turned 40 last Sunday. Happy birthday, Sean. That's all right. 40's not bad. Okay. All right, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time that we can have sharing joys, lots of birthdays here, and thank you for all of these individuals, and we thank you for blessing them. Thank you for blessing us in the life of this church with them as they serve all in different ways. We thank you for giving them continued health and strength and life. Father, for Logan Clout and Larry and Lisa, certainly we continue to pray for this family as they go through. Well, Lord, we thank you first of all for a successful surgery. We give you all the praise for it. Lord, now for the recovery time and the healing time, we ask that you work mightily through Logan's body, every part of it. Help that swelling and all, I'm sure, the irritation where the tumor was removed, help that to settle down, the inflammation to lessen, Lord, with the nerves as you restore that use to his left hand. We thank you, Lord. I know their eyes are upon you, and they know that our prayers are with them, for you are the great physician. So thank you for your work there. Father, we want to lift up Lonnie Cook and her family at the home going of her husband, Mike, and just ask for your comfort to them during this time and every day, Lord Jesus. For our troops, We are so thankful for them, Lord, the guards, National Guards, and the Army Reserve, and the full-time military. We have many within our congregation, and especially we lift up Corbin Alk by name as we are made aware of his service in the Army. Thank you for watching over him and all, whether they're serving at home or abroad, Troy Heckenleibel over in Africa, and Derek Fisher over there, and many more besides. And many of the guardsmen and women called up for this week. And Lord, as we pray for that, we do pray for our nation. Lord Jesus, we need healing throughout this land in a desperate way. And our eyes are upon you, and we thank you, Lord, for this week, for the inauguration of the new president, that this transition of power can go smoothly, Lord God. That we rest in you and our eyes are upon you, for you rule and you reign over all the nations. Your word tells us that. And so we thank you as we pray for our nation, as we pray for healing. Most of all, Lord, we need spiritual healing. We need revival. We need an awakening across this land, Father, and we ask for that. We stand against the powers of darkness that would try to destroy this nation that we have been so blessed to be a part of. We pray for the lost, that their eyes, the eyes of their understanding, could be opened to see you, Jesus, for who you are, Savior and Lord, Messiah. And so thank you for all that you are doing behind the scenes that we are not even aware of. Lord, in the midst of this time, the pandemic, we continue to pray for our healthcare workers. Again, we have several in our congregation. We pray for them across the nation and the world. Thank you for their service as they minister to those who are greatly struggling. Give them strength. We thank you for these things, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I want to read from Jeremiah chapter 1, verses 4 and 5. Hopefully I'm not stealing Amy's verses here, but this is all, when we think of the sanctity of human life, this verse is key right here. The prophet Jeremiah, he starts out, "The word of the Lord came to me saying, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations." Pretty clear, I'd say. So I explained the offerings, our general offering, the box, special offering for the Alpha Center. There's a plate on this, my left side. Let's stand as we sing the doxology, please.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above the heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
Thank you, Father. We do have so much to praise you for on a beautiful day like this, on what as well has been a beautiful winter thus far in South Dakota. Lord, as we give, we bring our offerings and our tithes into your storehouse, and we give by faith. As we give to the ministry of the Alpha Center, we thank you for all that they do, for Dr. Unruh and his wife Leslie, as you have called them to this ministry and given them incredible wisdom. For all those that work there and minister to the young couples or individuals that come to them in very difficult and desperate situations, thank you for the wisdom you give to the staff to minister to these people and far beyond. And so these offerings, Lord, we pray that they will be blessed for the work of your kingdom. And we thank you for doing so, Lord, in Jesus' name. And Lord, we pray together the prayer that you have taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. You may be seated. The children want to come, please, for the Kingdom Kids time.
Good morning, boys and girls. Good to see you all here. Let me get ready. Okay. Well, we're going to be talking about babies today. Do any of you have any babies at home? There's a lot of hands. You have babies, right? Yeah, or toddlers? Well, tell me some things. What do babies do? They cry.
Poop in their pants.
They poop in their diapers. You don't do that?
No.
Oh, good. Okay. What else, Annabeth? What do babies do? They drink milk and they sleep.
They get into everything.
Oh. They sleep in cribs. They cry a lot, don't they? Well, so who do you think made babies anyway? Who made babies?
God did.
God did. How do we know that?
Because
we're smart. Oh, that's not going to fly. How do we know that God made babies? That God made people?
In the Bible.
In the Bible. There we go. We always go to the Bible, right? So here goes in Genesis chapter 1. Verse 27, let's see, I might start with 26, a little bit of that. Then God said, remember he was making creation? On the 6 days, he made all the things. And then he said, let's make mankind in our image. Another verse translation says, let us make man and woman in our image, in our likeness. And then skip down to verse 27, God created men and women in his own image. In the image of God, God created them, male and female, he created them. And in another verse that we might hear Amy tell later, another place in Psalms tells us that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. So, isn't that wonderful? And you know that you all and us, we all started as babies, right? Did we all start as babies? Yes, I know you don't want to admit it, but we all did all those things you mentioned. Joni might show us a couple of pictures of some babies. Oh, that, you know who that baby is?
You.
No, not me.
Mike.
No, not Pastor Mike. Check it out, ladies, cloth diapers. Okay, this was Nathan, but I only used him for like 2 months maybe. That was Nathan when he was a baby. He was about, I don't know, two couple months old then. And then there's another baby on there, and who's that one? Rachel, that's a funny one. Yes, eating. That's what babies do, right? Aren't they just awesome? Do you think that anybody should stop these babies from living or growing? No way, no way. They are valuable. We all started as babies, and they are valuable to God. You can take that down now, Joni. I don't know if Rachel will be very embarrassed. Anyway, do you remember Dr. Seuss? Do you remember this book?
Yeah.
What was this book about? And movie? Horton Hears a Who. And you remember in that Horton was an elephant, and he came upon a speck of dust, and he heard somebody talking, help, help. But nobody believed him, right? Nobody believed him. And it goes on. You can watch the movie. You probably all have seen it. And there comes a part where Horton says, a person's a person. No matter what. That's what we believe. A person that God has created is a person, no matter what, right? So the alpha sinner, hold on. There's a lot, aren't there? And God made them, right? So the Alpha Center that Amy's going to talk to us about is a place where mom and dads can get help that they need when they find that maybe the mom is pregnant. And she will tell us all about that. But you know, I think there's some things that we can do too. Because do babies need things?
Yeah.
What do they need?
Clothes,
bottle,
food,
diapers,
binkies,
cribs. Don't they need some toys?
Yeah.
Toys, on and on and on. Well, we need things for babies. And so this place also helps moms and dads get these things. So these things all cost money, right? Do they cost money? Okay, oops, sorry. Oops, there's my pig picture. Let's see if I can get it. That's not going to be pretty on camera. What is this?
A piggy.
Oh, good. I'm glad you knew what that was because I didn't know. Do any of you have a piggy bank?
Yeah.
You do? Well, I just didn't know if you did that these days. Well, this is a piggy bank that we put what in?
Money.
Money in there. You have one too? We put money in there and collect it. Well, you know, when you leave this morning, I'm going to give you all of one of these packets here that Amy brought for us to give away. And something in here is going to have this bank, kind of like a piggy bank. And so what you do is you take this home and then you put what in it?
Quarters.
Coins in it, quarters in it, all kinds of money in it. When it gets full, you take it back to the Alpha Center and you donate it to them. You give it to them so they can take it and buy baby things. Do you want to do that? Do you want to be a part of that? I do too. So you will get that. And also in this is going to show you a baby that is very, oops, there's some other surprises in there. Very, very tiny. Look at this baby. It has arms, legs, fingers, eyes, nose. How old do you think this baby is?
Like a year old.
Like a year old? Okay, what else?
A
what?
A day
old. Boy, that's a week old. This baby is still in its mommy's tummy.
Yeah.
So now what do you think? Huh?
A
week?
Old.
A day? 12 weeks old. So when you look at this baby, you see it's still living in the mommy, right? It's not come out yet, but this is how big that baby is. These babies are precious and valuable to God. And that's what today's day is about. So I'll give you one of those when you go, all right? And you start collecting your money so that we can be givers and we can help bless the Alpha Center, all right? Let's pray. Close your eyes. Fold your hands. Father, we love you so much, and we thank you that you have made all of us here, Father, and we are valuable and precious to you. Help these boys and girls realize that they are so valuable, that they are so precious, that you have a plan for their lives, and you love them so much. Help us all to realize that and to be seeking you more every day. Help these boys and girls show their light, the light of you, Jesus, in them to everywhere they go this week. The daycare, the home, at home, homeschool, school, grandparents, neighbors, friends, wherever they go, help them to remember you are their Lord and ours. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, so get one and then you can go get your papers. They're all the same, okay?
Thank you, Anne. While the kids are going back to their seats, we'll sing number 217, Holy Ground. This is Holy Ground. This is Holy Ground. We're standing on Holy Ground. For the
this is holy.
Amen. And so they are. Let's bow in prayer once more, please. Thank you, Father, that this is holy ground. As we are in your presence, as you tell us in your word, don't you know that you are the temple of the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit who lives within you, that you were bought with a price? Therefore, we are to glorify God with our bodies. Help us to do that, Lord. And Father, we thank you for your word. Psalm 139, another amazing psalm that speaks of life in the womb. And as we read that, and Father, I pray for Amy as well, that you would speak through her by the Holy Spirit of God, what you have placed upon her heart to share with us this morning. So thank you for these things. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to read Psalm 139, the whole chapter. It is a beautiful psalm. O Lord, you have searched me and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you know it completely, O Lord. You hem me in, behind and before. You have laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely darkness will hide me, and the light become night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place. It's right here, right? When I was woven together in the depths of the earth, your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. How precious to me are your thoughts, O God. How vast is the sum of them. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. When I awake, I am still with you. If only you would slay the wicked, O God. Away from me, you bloodthirsty men. They speak of you with evil intent. Your adversaries misuse your name. Do I not hate those who hate you, O Lord, and abhor those who rise up against you? I have nothing but hatred for them. I count them my enemies. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Amen. Amy, if you would like to come, please. And thank you again for being here with us today. Let's see here if we get this set right for you. Yeah, watch the step. Okay.
All right. Well, thank you so much for letting me come today and represent the Alpha Center. I think one of the reasons that I enjoy doing this is because we're the body of Christ, and it's amazing to me to be able to team with the body of Christ in doing God's will. And so I really do thank you for the opportunity to be here and to share about the Alpha Center. And it is the Sanctity of Human Life Sunday, And shouldn't every day be the sanctity of human life? It's a pleasure to be able to celebrate that with you and to listen to the children's sermon as well and keep everything back to the basics. So thank you for that. It seems like this church has some familiarity with the Alpha Center. So by a raise of hands, how many have been to the Alpha Center or have been to a fundraising dinner or participated? Okay. All right. Well, hopefully I'll keep this non-boring for you, and hopefully for the rest of you I can answer some questions. A little bit about me. My name is Amy Scopp. I'm from Beersford, originally from Canton. My husband is from Sioux Center, Iowa. We have been a little bit all over. My husband was in the military for a number of years, so we had the privilege to live in some different places. Came back to the Midwest here and have been here for a number of years. We have three children. I have a son and two daughters, 24, 22, and 18. And so we are empty nesters now and learning how that goes. We also have some scattered foster kids around too. So it's been a pleasure to be a part of God's work in that area as well. The Alpha Center. I have one verse. If you want to put that verse up on the screen. This is just a little bit about the Alpha Center here, but the next slide. All right. So this is a verse that nobody chose except for me, and I think that it was a good verse to choose because nobody else did it. So, and the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. This is probably not a verse that anybody else would have chosen to represent the Alpha Center, but for me, it's what we do because it is about the services, it is about saving the babies, but more than anything, it's about the lives that are going in and out of the Alpha Center. And as we all know from our own personal journeys, we all have suffered, and we've all had hard times. We've all made decisions, good and bad. But the hope is that God restores us even when we make those not-so-good decisions and fall into those holes. And he restores us and makes us strong, firm, and steadfast. So I think that that's a big part of why I'm at the Alpha Center, and it's a big part of why I'm here today. So, the next slide. This is the Alpha Center. It's really a pretty building. It used to be a medical center, and now we're privileged to be able to house everything that we do out of this center. I'm going to give you a little bit of a history. Actually, Dr. Unruh has a lot of words, and this is written by him about the Alpha Center. So, can you hear me? Okay. All right. All right, so in the words of Dr. Alan Unruh, this is what he talks about as far as the Alpha Center, where it's been and where it is now. He says, "My eyes were opened to the tragedy of abortion on a hot summer night in a small town cafe in Elkton, South Dakota. I noticed a flyer on the wall which read, 'Right to Life Meeting Tonight.' When I asked the waitress what 'Right to Life' meant, she responded, 'Dr. Unruh, you are the type of guy who needs to come to this meeting.' She refused to answer my question, and so out of curiosity, I went to the meeting. What I heard and saw about the killing of human beings created in the image of God our Almighty was appalling, and it made me furious. The meeting changed my life." The original concept for the Alpha Center began in response to an educational system. It was known as TelMed, and it was provided by a local hospital. Individuals would dial a telephone number and listen to taped information on over 400 medical conditions. The information regarding abortion said, "Abortion is safer than childbirth. It is perfectly safe, legal, and it's no different than a penicillin shot." I was outraged by what I heard, and shortly thereafter, I set out to create a pro-life message so that the truth could be heard. I enlisted the help of an electronics engineer to create a simple unit that would allow me to create a 5-minute message, as answering machines only had a maximum of 1 minute at the time. I placed an ad in the Yellow Pages and entitled it Abortion Information. My intent was to have my receptionist, Dr. Unner is a chiropractor, at my medical office answer the phone and simply put the tape in when callers requested information, and hopefully we would save a few babies. Well, the very first day, 7 girls called my office and they wanted to make an appointment for an abortion. None wanted to listen to the tape. I immediately called Leslie and I said, "Honey, could you please talk to some of these young women until I find someone else to answer the phone?" At the time, we had 5 kids, ages 2 through 12. Leslie had a garden with over 100 rose bushes and was a busy housewife. She said yes, but also made it clear she did not want to do this and that I needed to find someone else to take it over. We had 150 calls the first month. Some of the girls didn't even know if they were pregnant, so Leslie invited them to our home to take a pregnancy test, which we had purchased from the local drugstore. From a room in the basement of our home, Leslie shared from her heart with the hope of encouraging these women. One day, I came home from work, and it had been one of the hardest days in Leslie's life. She had had some very rough counseling sessions, the washing machine had broken, and Cash, our youngest son, had cut off a bunch of roses in the backyard just before they were ready to blossom. She was so upset, she told me she was not going to see these women no matter what I said. I could not understand why she was so upset over a rose that wasn't given a chance to blossom, but didn't seem to be bothered when an unborn child was killed. The next morning, she walked out in the backyard, and one rose was blooming. Knowing that the rose is the pro-life symbol, she stared at that one rose and felt like God was saying, "If not you, who? If not now, when?" That night, Leslie shared with me that she had had an abortion. She had always wanted to forget about that tragic time in her life, and now she had to deal with it every single day during every conversation. Now I knew why she could relate to the young women who came in. She had been there herself. She could connect with them, and she knew the heartache they were about to face for the rest of their lives if they chose abortion. As time went on, it became dangerous for our family to continue using our house as our counseling location. We were seeing people from all kinds of backgrounds. An irate boyfriend once threw a rock through a window in our house. Dead animals appeared in our mailbox. One person spit at Leslie in the grocery store. We allowed some who had no place to stay to live at our house. Eventually, we combined forces with Christian Counseling Services, a local adoption and counseling agency, and we found a new counseling location. The new board of directors named the ministry the Alpha Center in recognition of the beginnings that we offer to women and couples. One night in 1985, while speaking with a small group in Iowa, I shared our vision of purchasing a large house with 10 bedrooms to serve as a maternity home for unwed mothers. With the help of the organization Justice for All, a house was renovated into what became known as the Omega Home. Did any of you even know that there was a maternity home that they had started? I didn't either at first. Well, this house is no longer, and the locations for the Alpha Center have changed, but the mission of the Alpha Center remains the same. There has also been an addition of a sister organization called the National Abstinence Clearinghouse. Have any of you heard of that? Okay. It promotes the appreciation for and practice of sexual abstinence until marriage through the distribution of age-appropriate, factually and medically referenced materials. The Abstinence Clearinghouse promotes purity programs all across the nation. So if any of you have heard of the Purity Ball or Night to Remember or God, Mom, and Me Tea, those are some of the things that this clearinghouse does. Today, the National Abstinence Clearinghouse is in 107 countries, and it has affiliates in all 50 states. Some of the programs that you may be familiar with, I mentioned. There's also another program out there that is used to help set up other pregnancy centers. So the Alpha Center, this one little building that you see up there, does an awful lot of stuff. And that's what I hope to get into here. You can go to the next slide. So this is some of us, most of us. We currently have 13 employees, and we're all there in different capacities. My official title would be Program and Outreach Director. It's just kind of a fancy program that says I like to connect, or a name that says I like to connect with people and just talk like I am today. And also I do a lot of the advocate work, so meeting with the women that are in and out of the Alpha Center. And today, I think to highlight some of the things we do, I'm going to talk about Melissa. She is a client that we had at the Alpha Center. And just to give you a little bit of a background, Melissa came into the Alpha Center for a pregnancy test. You can go to the next slide. One of the main things that we do is pregnancy tests. All of our pregnancy tests are free, and that is usually what brings people there. So Melissa came in to the Alpha Center. She had a pregnancy test. She already had two children. She had an 8-year-old and a 9-year-old, and basically had decided that she couldn't afford any more. And she had, her last pregnancy had ended with a lot of complications, and she had a pretty rocky relationship with her current boyfriend and therefore was very much considering abortion. So she came into the Alpha Center to make sure she was pregnant and to figure out where she was going to go in order to get her abortion. While she was there, we found out that she had a lot of other medical issues. And although we do abortions at the, or not abortions, oh my, we do ultrasounds at the Alpha Center, we don't do ultrasounds just as everybody comes in. It is a case-by-case basis. And if people come in with a lot of medical conditions, we really want them to see a physician. So anyway, she was told that she needed to see a doctor, and we were able to give her a referral for that. We were also able to just kind of talk to her a little bit about the support that she had at home, about friends, about family, about her local church. We're very blessed at the Alpha Center to share our faith and to tell women about the gift of Jesus Christ. And we don't do that in a way that is pushing it on them. We do that more as a way that just lets them know that there is support out there and that that is the eternal support that they have. So anyway, Melissa went to this doctor's appointment, and they did an ultrasound there. Basically, she was just going for that ultrasound, she said, because she wanted to make sure she could still get an ultrasound in South Dakota, that the baby wasn't too big, and if it was too big, she could schedule it in a different state. She did not want to consider any type of adoption, and she, at that point, did not want to keep her baby. We're a huge advocate of giving education. So we had given her a lot of education about all of these different options. When people do have questions about abortion, we do give that information out, and we tell what abortion is, and we tell about how it affects the woman as well as some of the after effects. We also give information on adoption centers, and we also give information about carrying your baby to term. So anyway, Melissa went to her doctor's appointment. She had her ultrasound. She found out that she was having twins. The doctor talked to her a little bit about this, and eventually Melissa did decide that she would not be able to kill her two unborn babies, and so she decided to keep them. She came back to the Alpha Center, and she started our Earn While You Learn program. So you can put the next screen up. This is a little bit about Earn While You Learn. It's a program that is individual as well as class in nature. So the individual part, a person comes into the Alpha Center and they can take classes there, individual classes. And so we have information on everything from labor and delivery to how to potty train your child. So the woman comes in with her boyfriend, with her husband, and they get information on this and are educated. We also have a life skills class, which is something that I'm in charge of. And we have so many different speakers that come in and just talk to these single moms or these couples about different components of life, from everything from finances, again, to different milestones in development. So for doing all of those things, you can earn points. They're called baby bucks. And from those, then the couple or the mom can come back and buy all of those things that Anne was talking about. Anyway, Melissa came in. She did the Earn While You Learn program. She started on taking some life skills classes. She brought her two other kids with her at times, so we got to know them. We got to know the father of this baby, and he was interested in learning a little bit more as time went on. Well, one day Melissa came back to the Alpha Center, and she was really sad. And what had happened is her boyfriend had been in the Yankton area and had been killed in a car accident. So now she was dealing with her two children. She was dealing with her unborn twins. She was trying to make ends meet. She was getting support from the Alpha Center, but she was also dealing with the loss of one of her main support people. We made another referral to a counseling agency. She decided she did not want to do that, but instead what she wanted to do is she wanted to become part of our mentoring program. Our mentoring program is amazing. We have men and women who have signed up to be mentors to the mother and the father. Of the different clients that we come in and or that come into the Alpha Center, and they just meet with them one-on-one, answer questions, do whatever they can just to build a good relationship and to prepare these people to be parents. So she did that. If you go to the next slide, this is a slide that just shows some people going to a life skills class. And I think there's maybe one more slide. Okay, so these are some mentors and mentees here. And it's just really neat how the Alpha Center deals a lot with walking through life rather than just dealing with an unplanned pregnancy. It really is about relationship. Eventually, of course, Melissa had her two babies, and she was gifted with some nice baby gifts from the Alpha Center, and she is still doing some programs at the Alpha Center. Now her two little girls come running through the Alpha Center when they get there and are pretty much at home. We do offer programming until the children are 2 years old. So that's pretty cool. Another person that I'll tell you about is Samantha. She also had come in for a pregnancy test. She had actually been a previous client. She had first been brought to the Alpha Center when she was 12 years old. At that time, she had a negative pregnancy test, but she had been there intermittently at different points. This time when she came in, this was a positive pregnancy test. She had never used services in the past, and she really didn't want to use services again. But now her oldest daughter was a teenager. And so what she really wanted was information about abstinence and purity, because she realized that she had had a pretty rough life growing up and not a lot of guidance in the area of sexual purity. And so she really started using some of the information that we had in the National Abstinence Clearinghouse and continues to try to come in and grab some information every once in a while just to use in parenting her own children. So again, another way of journeying through life with a client. As far as the different people that come into the Alpha Center, one question that we get asked often is if there's a certain profile. There isn't. It's amazing to me. I never realized it isn't just single moms. We have a lot of married couples that come in, some with good relationships, some with not so good relationships. They usually do come in for the free pregnancy test, but a lot of times they come in because they're just really not sure which direction to turn. And so they really want some of the referral sources that we have. And they also, many people have heard about the different kinds of education programs that we have. So that are some other things that bring people in. We serve people of all religions. It doesn't matter if you are a Christian or not. I'm really amazed at the number of refugees that we see. I think that is continuing to rise. And lately, we've had a lot of Islamic refugees come in. So it has been interesting getting to know such a wide variety of people and getting to share life with them. So that's just a little bit about the demographics. There's none. The next slide is our baby boutique. So this is just a sample of what we have set up right now for people to choose some of the things that all those coins are going toward. They go right in here. And the next slide, this is a really big deal. This is a big deal because of how the Alpha Center began. And abortion, as we know, is one big lie. It's a lie that says that you can get rid of this problem and you won't ever have to think about it again. But that isn't the truth. This is a life. And we do have a memorial garden right outside the center. And it is a place where women and their spouses or their boyfriends will come. A lot of times, Leslie has said that she sees more people there in the evenings, and it's just a time that people can take just to remember that life. So not everybody gets to that point. I think that we have a society of a lot of shame and a lot of loneliness and a lot of guilt, but that can be overcome with Christ. And it can be overcome with things like remembering. And so I wanted to make sure I had the memorial garden referenced in here. We also do have a support group for post-abortive women. It's a small support group. It would be wonderful if that could grow because I think we have a lot of sharpening and encouraging to do when it comes to abortion. So there's just a broad overview of the Alpha Center using a few stories of people that have been there and done that. I guess if I could just leave you with some basic takeaways. First of all, I had a very good pastor friend once, and whenever he would refer to people, he would not refer to them as just people, but he would refer to them as precious, eternal human souls. That's what it is about. It is about precious, eternal human souls. And so for the clients that go in and out of the center, that's how we see them. And for the supporters, none of this could be done without you. None of it could be done without the gifts that you give. And again, I just want to thank you for the way that we can team up in doing that. Besides precious, eternal human souls, every good takeaway has to have 3 points. So precious eternal human souls, preparedness would be number 2. So the preparedness section is about the education and the referrals and the way that we can help prepare people for whatever lies ahead. And I think through our mentoring program too, the people that mentor are given the opportunity and the responsibility to talk about a lot besides just an unplanned pregnancy. So being prepared is a big deal. And third is prayer. One of the things that it continues every time I go to work to just make me so grateful and blessed. We start every day with prayer at the Alpha Center. We pray over the women that have been there. We pray over the women that are coming in. We pray over each other as staff members. Without Jesus holding the Alpha Center, there would be no Alpha Center. In the world we live in, Satan doesn't want the Alpha Center to continue. And even in those early days, like Dr. Allen talked about in his narrative about the dead animals in the mailbox and Leslie being spit at, we continue to know that we are under attack. So your prayers are incredible and so coveted, and we cherish every single one of them. One of the largest pregnancy centers in the United States is the Alpha Center. Leslie has been on numerous shows. She's been in numerous publications. She's had a lot of court proceedings that she's been a part of. Atheist groups have labeled her as one of the 10 most dangerous women in America, which is crazy. We've been charged in so many indictments. We've had so many fines. We've had so many audits. Hate mail gets delivered there. We know that people come into the Alpha Center with the purpose of bringing it down. But God has protected it, and he's protected it because of you. So thankful for you in this fight. I don't know if I have the slide. I don't think so. But the mission statement of the Alpha Center is very basic, and it's just to change the world with a message of hope. And so that goes back to my first Bible verse. The God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. We try to do that at the Alpha Center every single day. And we will continue to try to do that every single day. And if you have any questions or you want to know how to partner more with what we do there, please let us know. But again, thank you so much for letting us come and represent this piece of God's work. And please, too, just keep us in your prayers as we meet with these women. It's a privilege to be able to do it. So thank you.
Thank you, Amy. It was very interesting. Was that still on there or something? No? Okay. Very interesting. And wow. I was holding back tears at some points through that presentation. We are blessed to have such a ministry right nearby, just an hour away. And we do pray for you, and we'll continue. It's always amazing to me that Psalm 139 that was written 3,000 years ago about what happens in the womb, and now as advanced as we think we are with medical science, the wisdom that God has given, that we can see so much in the womb that we still have so many that push, oh, it's okay, it's okay, it's okay. So God help us. Help us to overturn this. Amen. Thank you very much. We will sing our closing hymn, Only Trust Him, 480. And we're going to sing God Bless America, too, after the benediction. But let's stand.
Trust him, only trust.
You'll please receive the benediction. And now may the Lord go with you. May he go ahead of you to guide you, behind you to encourage you, beside you to befriend you, above you to watch over you, and within you to give you his peace. Amen. And as a prayer for our nation, let us sing, God bless America. Be seated. Thank you, Cheryl, for the music. Thank you, Amy, again. And the women, remember your meeting.